A maverick professor named Charles Hapgood once wrote that men only find what they're looking for. The mind constantly edits out unwanted information. As Nietzsche says, men discover in things only what they put into them. Long before our time, over 2,000 years ago, Lucretius wrote, "What wonder is it then if the mind misses everything except what it itself is intent on?" So from small signs, we draw great inferences and lead ourselves into error and delusion. Higher learning involves the process of editing out discrepancies, of compartmentalizing data in order to make some kind of sense out of the maelstrom of evidence. Proof is ever a matter of opinion, easily contradicted by the findings of others that are also heralded as proofs. It seems as if knowledge itself is knowledgeable enough to evade any concrete affirmations. Russian-born scientist Ishak Bentov sums this up beautifully when he wrote, "I speak from my present level of ignorance. The more you know, the more ignorant you become, because ignorance grows exponentially. The more answers you get, the more new questions arise. One's level of ignorance increases exponentially with accumulated knowledge." Through censorship of anomalous findings, our scholars have deluded us. But we are also at fault for blindly accepting authority as the truth rather than truth as the authority, as Gerald Massey warned us over 120 years ago. Avenues for personal research are open to us everywhere. When an idea forced upon us becomes so fossilized we can detect its falsity, it is our duty to amend our thinking and search for the right of way. I must agree with our honorable publisher of Curious Facts, Benjamin Franklin, who in 1731 wrote, "When men differ in opinion, both sides ought equally to have advantage of being heard by the public, and when truth and error have fair play, the former is always an overmatch for the latter." This fair play has been denied us. Our institutions foment a fictive model of the past and use our taxes to do it. Joan d'Arc, of course a pseudonym, in her work Phenomenal World wrote, "Humans have a tendency to perceive only what can be incorporated into an established frame of reference and tend to perceptually block out anything that does not fit into preconceived notions of the physical world." This is why censorship is so dangerous. Opportunities are available to the open-minded, but those who have been trained to believe in false histories guarantee they will not recognize the false trails they are led into in the future. It was a saying of Paracelsus and adhered to by Nostradamus that true learning begins where schooling ends. Schools are centers of disinformation, collective brainwashing, where teachers pass off as fact the fictions they have themselves been trained to believe. We are brainwashed to accept concepts that are repulsed by our intuition, to mistrust the evidence of our eyes in favor of the erudition of the elite. Fort noted, "So there is a revolt against the science of today because the formulated utterances that were regarded as final truths in a past generation are now seen as insufficiencies. In my own search for the real from the imagined, I have come to discard the pessimism of Democritus, who believed that either nothing is true or at least truth is hidden from us. I nod in recognition of Tacitus in that truth is surrounded by mystery, and these mysteries are only impenetrable when viewed in light of misconceptions that serve to mold our thoughts to conform to popular ideas rather than obvious facts emerging from the evidence. For my own part, I am unable to learn and withhold information that is meant to be known. As Theognis lamented over 27 centuries ago, what good is knowledge if only one man knows? My own position is that of Henri Patrick Amiel, Swiss philosopher who died in 1883, who wrote, "Truth is not only violated by falsehood, it may be equally outraged by silence. People are sheep who bleat what they are told, few searching on their own." As Balthazar Gracian observed so many centuries ago, we live for the most part by what is told to us. It is little that we see. Thus we live in the faith of others. The truth is sometimes seen, but rarely heard. The search for absolutes, to borrow the words of Charles Fort, is like looking for a needle no one ever lost in a haystack that never was. There are reasons why I'm a simulationist. Our world is amorphous, changing its rules and contours to keep us baffled, guessing, and curious. A true physical universe is a discoverable one, but that is not where we live. I cannot see the world through another's eyes. First to admit that I've never been accused of being normal. Even now, I disagree with 99% of all the comments, articles, posts, videos, reports, and rumors about what is happening all around the world. Mainstream media is my enemy. A thousand lies woven through the tapestry of half-truths. The talking heads parrot the party line for their paychecks. They are stupid lackeys who sell out souls for their own sustenance. A press of devils spitting sorceries every day to deceive the masses. Decades of painting good as wickedness, calling the innocent guilty, and swearing to report what is as opposed to what they are really casting about. Spells laid upon the collective psyche, the countless instances of misrepresentations of actualities, generation after generation, they have fed us venom while presenting it as nectar. Years spent in convincing you that someone is evil, that this personality is wickedness incarnate. This vast worldwide engine of perception molding troops of illusionists. So much energy, money, and influence. It is a cabal of darkness attempting to make you cast judgment upon someone you know nothing about, outside their sorceries, their falsehoods, their agents of deceit. Riddle me this. If you know they have been deceitful 10,000 times, then why do you believe what they're telling you now? Here's a single download. One PDF. Containing 337 archaic charts. You guys know, over the years, I've been busy. 200 charts alone are all hand-drawn, pen and ink. Explicitly detailed, there's nothing like reviewing the history of the ancient world up into modern times with comprehensible charts that allow you to go into the Chronicon and see the dates and see the unfolding of events and understand the structuring of our reality. The visuals provide stunning clarity for those who want to go deeper and to understand that we are existing within a construct. This does not necessitate anything other than the fact that we are in some type of biofield, a spiritual construction. It doesn't matter if your perception is that it is good or that it is evil. All that matters to this data is that we have the visuals and the chronographical material to show you that we are inside a mathematical construct of absolute precision. And events have unfolded with such precise regularity that the study of history has predictive value. I can't possibly show all 337 of these charts in this short abbreviated format, but the order link is below. It's a single click, all 337 in one download.